www.thebeatmedia.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Ladies and gents,
Friday, everybody.
I want to tell you that.
Fabulous
I
Friday.
I am a boat rock.
We can lay along with a bunch of loads.
You can take a day of rest on Sunday.
Wow. Well, we got stuck yesterday in Planet Minneapolis.
Stuck.
So we had to do a replay. Sorry about that, friend. Never happened again to the best of our...
I think everybody really missed us yesterday.
The best of our abilities. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Now, friends, I do have to say that yesterday did work to our advantage, though, because I had one day to heal my voice.
That is true.
And that really matters to people.
It's kind of painful to listen to someone who's got, like, a scratchy voice. If you're trying to talk with someone on the phone, you're like, oh.
Well, it's not like it hurts. I just don't have any control over it. You know what I mean?
That's right. You do sound a lot better today than you did a couple days ago.
A little bit. Not much, but
a lot better,
right? Well, I got to take. Nature's got to take its course with my physical
being.
That's
right. You
got to
heal. You
got to
stop talking. How can you be on talk radio and stop talking at the same time?
Well, that's the.
That's what we had yesterday. We got stuck.
Situation here, yeah. Yeah, so anyways, we're working on it, still getting a little better, still a little scratchy, but hey, maybe lemonade or lemon juice with warm water and honey will...
That's right, warm water and honey, that'll do the trick.
Okay,
and
so anyways, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Friends, listen carefully, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can follow me on my Facebook personal page and fan page. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E.
You are so clear
Dean.
About that.
I have to be.
Completely.
I'm not kidding, though, because even when you go on Facebook and you go to Sons of Liberty, there's different Sons of Liberties out there trying
That's right.
to. But when you go onto a Sons of Liberty Google search,
mm-hmm.
of course we're ranking up on the top.
Right,
there, right?
Exactly.
So it's Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That's Bradley Dean 1, double E again, friends, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, just yesterday you heard us actually play a recording of a woman confronting the Connecticut sheriff there. That was basically because she was reciting or invoking the Constitution of the United States. The sheriff said back to her, "You sound anti-American or un-American," and he didn't want to talk about the Constitution. Well, I'm going to get Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost online with us in about 15 minutes here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on out in Connecticut right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing. It's communism, friends. It's totalitarianism. It's repressive means. It's unconstitutional. You've heard me say it 1,000 times, but I have to reiterate it so you can finally put your feet on the ground and know who's lying and who is breaking the law here. So Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost will be with us in just a couple minutes here. But before I do that, you have to understand that we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, showing you our love by our labor of love, by our faith in which we have. Faith is not faith until it's shown to the world, friends.
That's right.
So if you'd like to check that out, please do. Again, I just totally botched this whole intro, but
that's
okay.
That's why I'm here, because I'm gonna light it up.
Going through my mind right now. You know, Charles Spurgeon could go on 7 different levels at the same time.
He was very amazing.
I can usually work on 3 and 4. But sometimes I get caught and I think I just did. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And it, here's the other thing, too. It shows the human side.
That's right, the human side. And, you know, you are a drummer, so technically you can do four different things at the same time.
I'm going to show some video. Yesterday we were at Guitar Center, and I got some film of both my kids playing the drums. I'm going to post that, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually. Yeah. I thought Buggy's was pretty good. Izzy was very serious about it. You'll have
totally.
To see it. They're amazing.
Dead serious. Determined.
That's right. But, you know, as you mentioned, it is Friday. It is Fabulous Friday. You know, we do a lot of serious talking on this show, a lot of serious issues. These are serious times. But, you know, it's also time to have a little fun here on a Friday. So I've got a few little kind of quirky quotes and some actually good quotes that you may not know. They're more like statistics rather than quotes. But did you know, fact, there are 1 million ants for every person in the world? You know, the Bible even talks about ants. The Bible says, look to the ant, thou sluggard, right?
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, Thomas...
So, no, we're talking about ants.
We're talking about ants. Yeah, we're
okay.
doing some fun statistics because it's Friday.
But it's statistical. As long
it
as
is
it's
statistical, yeah.
Statistical,
yep.
I guess it matters.
Now, this is interesting. Now, did you know that Thomas Edison patented
yeah.
almost 1,300 inventions in his lifetime? Can you believe that?
Who's that?
Thomas Edison, the guy who had discovered the light bulb.
Edison.
Yeah. Tom Edison.
Oh, it sounded like you were saying Thomas Elvis.
Oh, Thomas Alva Edison. That is his
Alva.
Full name. That's
oh.
right, Thomas Alva Edison.
So I wasn't too far out
That's
there,
That's right,
was
you weren't
I,
too far out. Isn't that okay. interesting? Now, in a survey published by the New York Times, it states that 47% of dog owners in America actually sleep with their dogs. Isn't that interesting?
They smell.
They do smell. You know, people
yeah.
say like...
I don't like them licking on me neither. It's like, go lick something else. I don't want you licking me because you stink.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Now, people say that dogs are like a man's best friend, but yeah, I don't
In
know.
In some cases, they probably
They're
are.
Handy. They're handy
some
to
of
have.
Them are very cool.
Very
yeah.
cool dogs. You know, actually, our
I
producer
know a lot of
had
dogs.
A dog.
Got a lot of friends that are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look like
hey, what
dogs.
Up? Hey, what
smell
up?
Like
up. Hey, what up, dog?
Wow. Okay, in this case, you brought the cheese.
Oh,
I'm going to bring the crackers.
That was a bad one.
All right, now, speaking of dogs, well, we'll kind of change topics. But did you know that 1 in 4 people over 60 has lost all their teeth?
Really?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Well, why?
All their
that?
Teeth.
Baskin Robbins?
But, you know, well, a lot of times, though, if you look at older folks who
Bridgman's.
Have dentures or whatever, their
yeah.
teeth look great. In fact, their teeth look better later on in their life than they did in the beginning of their life
well,
because
course.
Now they got the fake ones that look great.
Yeah, they're not theirs.
So
kinda
nothing
like
to worry about.
It's kind of like George Washington and his wood teeth.
Oh, that's right. We
yeah.
actually saw his wood teeth
yeah, pretty,
at the Historical Society.
No,
yeah.
yeah, they were still wet. You could see saliva
it's
on
it. It's probably
them.
A good thing he didn't really smile, like give one of those cheesy grins in his picture.
Probably.
We might
yeah.
think a little differently about
that. Or look a little woody.
Yeah, a little woody. Right, exactly. Now, this one's a serious one. Did you know
yeah.
1.5 million Americans are charged with drunk driving per year? Isn't that
yeah.
interesting?
Yeah. Oh, they're sick. You know, someone needs to help them and stuff.
Yeah,
but just
exactly.
forget about the slaughtered families on the streets, you know, every day of the week in the United States of America. But it works for bureaucracy.
That's
it's
right.
a moneymaker, and I guess that's how things roll.
So be careful when you drive, especially over the weekends. Seems like most of that stuff happens over weekends. But
sure.
I'll do one more fun statistic, and then I'll read you this great message that we received on Facebook. Did you know, true story,
yep.
that camels can survive in a desert without drinking water for almost 3 months? Can you imagine how thirsty you would be
wow.
after 3 months?
I'm sorry, guys. She hasn't been out for
no,
a day.
Is,
it's been dark in the house.
That's right. It's Fun Friday. Here we
okay.
go. All right.
Okay.
Here's a message you received on Facebook. Brad, man, just wanted to thank you for just being you. You have been one of the best pastors AM radio hosts.
Not a pastor.
Yeah.
Yep.
I respect. Well, that's how he kind of knows
that's
you.
Cool.
That's true.
Okay. Yep.
I respect after growing up being dragged to boring lectures and sermons for years and years. So that's probably why he's saying pastors, because he was used to going to boring, dead churches. Boring dead pastors.
Yeah.
I fell away from God and faith and decided to live my life my way. He goes on to say, all during my preen years, I was very unhappy. I lost my mom when I was 3. But he says, I love listening to everything you say. It helps me understand.
Okay, I got a phone call coming up here from Rick that said the woman on the radio show yesterday was anti-American. So we'll pull him up right when we get back. Maybe he'll make the radio show for us.
That's right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I think we make him send. Steph, you have to be a little...
I was aware of the time.
Okay.
He didn't even give us 10 seconds yet. Because I know when he comes down.
Four markets cut off their middle, bring them into crave, high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Lieutenant Dunbar.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Now, folks, really quick, it is time to question authority. No question about it.
Do you like that?
Wow, you're bringing a lot authority. Of cheese today. Just,
I am bringing a lot of cheese. I don't know what it is. It's good coffee or something. But now, right before the break, I had said Rick is calling from Tennessee, and he's calling in about the lady as being anti-American. I am so sorry. That's my bad. Calling in about the sheriff saying the lady is anti-American. But what right. I'm going to do first is I'm going to pull up Tim. Just hang on a second. I'm going to pull up Tim from Freedom Outpost, and then I'm going to pull up Rick so we can have this conversation because this is going to be good stuff. We're going to be talking about the anti-American sheriff. And by the way, out in Connecticut that wants to disarm the people in his state, Chase just found some information that this very sheriff was also a part of Sandy Hook. So this is going to get good. So let's just
Wait. Is it a sheriff or lieutenant? I thought it was a lieutenant. It's a lieutenant.
Oh, okay, the cop.
Right, exactly. Okay, you know, lieutenant. People out there will say, oh, there's
well, I just
sheriff.
Want, okay, we're talking
the
about
lieutenant
the...
of the sheriff's department.
Lieutenant.
Oh, so
oh,
he's the
both?
Overseer.
I think he's both. Yeah,
you sound
the
like
lieutenant.
You're breaking out. She sounds like she's kind of like breaking out a little bit here.
Am I breaking out?
Okay, so finish your point.
Okay, my
point
was...
And then we'll pull these guys on. This is good.
Yeah, the great message that we received on Facebook is about a guy who said, basically, I listened to you. He was dragged to boring lectures and sermons in church. When he was 3 years old, he actually lost his mom. He was supposed to be in the vehicle, but he was not that day. And so, basically, he said, I love listening to everything you say. It helps me understand some of my feelings and helps me lead my friends to happiness. I'm so glad I found you, and I will support the Sons of Liberty Radio.
That's awesome.
Very
we appreciate
sweet.
It. What's his name?
I don't know. It's not
name.
On this thing. I just got it from Facebook from you, but I know he messaged you on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
You now, probably could find it.
No, I think I do want to say his name because I want him to know that that kind of stuff matters to me.
And it's very divine, the fact that he said that his mother had an argument with his grandmother about taking him to a carnival that day.
Yeah.
So instead of going to work with his mother, the grandmother had an argument, and he went with his grandma, so
Brandon,
his life was spared.
His name is Brandon. Brandon, I want to let you know that we appreciate you, man. And
Thank
you're the
you.
Reason we are on the radio.
Amen.
Yes.
And it encourages us to hear from you out there. So of don't course. Think that it's nice to know, you know, when you're doing radio, obviously, yeah, you're not seeing the people.
We get the point. Just
thank you.
Slow your roll, Sisty. You're supposed to be the one bringing the cheese here.
Well, you have definitely brought the cheese today.
Hey, get it, cracker? You know? I bring the crack.
That's three times.
Oh, my goodness.
We're getting a little too happy over here.
These words are starting to... I'm getting this revelation that I've been praying for.
I think we need to bring up
our callers
who are waiting.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up Tim from Freedom Outpost. How are you, brother, from another mother?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Now, I'm sorry about what happened, but everything has been, you know, I'm in a rush. That's the story of my life. So, Tim, thanks for jumping on with me. What I'm going to do, Tim, I want to talk about the Connecticut situation concerning the anti-gun measures that are going on there. And then what I want to do is I want to bring up Rick. Can I pull up Rick real quick? Hey, Rick from Tennessee. How are you, my friend?
Fine, my friend. Got a lot to tell you today, a couple of updates. I tried to get through yesterday about that show.
Oh, yeah, because...
About that sheriff. I had a similar experience. I'd like to share that with you and a couple other things, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, but you can. Now, hang on a second, Rick. What we have is we have Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. Oh, we ain't got Tim on there.
Yeah, call back Tim.
Okay, it's really messy right now, and it's Chase's fault, just
That's
so everybody
always
knows.
His
but, Rick,
fault.
You go for it, my friend. You go for it.
All right. First of all, I have a son who was an LEO in Lake City, Florida, and he quit the force, among other reasons, because they had wanted him to sign documents that he would go into citizens' homes without announcement or warrant and procure the weapons if the government so ordered it.
Okay.
And he did not like that. In fact, he used to be one of my producers when I was on FM America out in Salt Lake years ago.
Cool.
And He was raised in Freedom Radio and talk radio, that type of thing.
Okay.
And he did not like the idea of knocking on doors and taking people's weapons away, including hammers and screwdrivers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not just firearms.
Yep.
And he did not like that idea. He said, that's un-American, it's unpatriotic, and I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he resigned. He's doing other stuff. He's in the steelworking and welding now.
Okay.
But he was an LEO, and he did not like that idea of being the gendarme for the government, the U.S. government.
And
if
right
the government
so,
ordered
yes.
it, the police department to do it, they would have to be their soldiers to go door-to-door and do this nasty thing.
Right.
All right. Number two, I had a similar interview with a sheriff's deputy in Apopka, Florida, one time, who I grew up with. I went to school with him years ago, and he went in law enforcement. I went in broadcasting. And we were talking about this very type of thing. And I said, that's not right. You know, they're asking you to be their Gestapo and do these things, and it's not right. It's not American. It's not constitutional, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard the rhetoric.
Illegal.
I'm shortening
correct.
This up, and I'm watching the clock. Anyway, he said, I said, that makes you a soldier of the state.
That's
he
right.
says, we are the state. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't mean state like Florida or the county. I mean like the state, you know, like the Russian state, or that type of thing.
Right.
He said, I know what you're saying.
Yep.
He said, but we are soldiers of the state, and that's part of our swearing in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if they would call on us to do such a thing, we would have to do it. Now, he said, personally, I cannot tell you how I feel. We went to school together. But he said, I would not want to do that. But if the government ordered it, we'd have to do it,
mm-hmm.
or we would have no job. And we've got a family to feed just like you do.
Listen carefully.
That was his take.
Yep. Now, when you're talking about the state, it's the view of government. There's evolutionary view of government, and there is a God-given view of government. Where
well,
God gives
he wasn't word. Talking about a God-given view. He was talking about El Presidente.
No, I understand, Rick. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to equip the American people to understand that we have rights, not privileges. And when,
right.
when this man is talking about state, he's talking about working for man rather than understanding that he works for we the people, because we derive our rights from the consent, or actually from our creator, and those that work for us derive their rights from the consent of the governed. He's not talking about state is what Rick is talking about. But I'm telling the American people that eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty. You have to fight the good fight of faith to maintain your rights. And what these people are doing, friends, is completely illegal. Let me interject this real quick thought, Rick. According to the 10th Amendment Center.com, states that any agent of the federal government who attempts to enforce any act, order, law, status, rule, or regulation of the federal government upon a personal firearm, a firearm accessory, or ammunition shall be guilty of a Class D felony. So in other words, friends, it is absolutely illegal. Now we have in Missouri, a bill offers 4 years jail time for feds who violate the Second Amendment. So what's happening is across the country is people are making null and void federal government's violations of the Constitution of the United States. So yeah. It's a good thing. And America needs to understand that you are abiding by the law by resisting tyranny.
Yeah.
And we are talking about tyranny right now with Rick.
You know, what's interesting,
well, not to be disrespectful and interrupting, but he concluded the conversation by saying, it sounds like to me you've gone liberal commie.
Yeah, of course.
Hmm. We went to school together.
Of course.
I mean, since like we were in Cub Scouts together down there.
Well, remember, their objective is to shout and shoot. It's always about the revolution to them. It's not about bringing solidification, resolve, or justice or judgment. It's always about just shouting and shooting. And so when they're hurling these names at you, Rick, it's nothing more than a retaliation because they have nothing else to throw at you.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, too, in the Nuremberg trials, one of the first statements that was made was the laws of God and man have been broken. And their excuses that they used were, we were just following orders. So
that's
your
right.
friend who says, well, I would just be following my orders. Well, listen, you have a conscience. You don't have a right to break God's law, number one, but also to go against our Constitution. All laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. So when you look at it, you can't just say, well, I'm simply following
yeah.
orders. That was the
yeah.
same excuse the Nazis gave when they were on trial for their crime.
They're supposed to be working for us, the
that's right.
people. That's why we have a federal republic. Ben Franklin said, let's see you try to keep it.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Constitutional
I appreciate
public.
You, Rick.
Yeah, you got
love
some great insights.
Calls. Absolutely. Let's take Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. How long have you been on here, Tim?
Do what?
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Tim.
Tim, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm having to use my iPad. I'm out of in Virginia, so I'm having to use my iPad, and my phone is dead.
So you're really close to D.C. then?
I'm far enough away where I can't smell it, so that's a
good okay. I was going to say you should go
good.
Over there and go up to the fence there and start waving at him and say, hey, listen to the Sons of Liberty, man. We're talking about you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man.
Okay, good. Listen, I just had Rick call in from Tennessee, and he was basically talking about some of the things that his son was subjected to. And then on top of that, yesterday and the day before, because we had to do a replay yesterday because we got stuck in Planet Minneapolis, we were talking about the Second Amendment and how in Connecticut they are actually trying to violate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights right now. And they're even going so far as to talking about going to door-to-door to take away their AR-15s or anything that they deem, illegal, according to they and themselves, outside of our Constitution and we, the people. What say you?
Well, it's a strange thing. Second Amendment, you know, when we look at our Constitution, it really puts the iron fetters on the federal government.
Hey, Tim, I got to take a quick break. Sorry, just getting all messed up today here. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Hold over to me on the other side, friends, and we'll jump back on with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost right after this break. When you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Again, friends, we're talking about Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, which says a well-regulated militia, 17 to 45 years old, all males, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, friends, when you talk about the militia and the Constitution of the United States, we got to keep in mind that I know the Supreme Court wants to tell you that the militia is the military, but I have a question for you. Who are the military? Your brothers and your sisters. You can go ahead and turn that off now. But when we're talking about the militia, to provide for calling for the militia to execute the laws of the Union to suppress insurrections and repeal invasions, why would the government try to, through the state-run media, demonize the militia? But aside of that, we talked about that last week. If you'd like to download the podcast, you can do that. We have Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, and we're talking about what's taking place in Connecticut right now. And he just happens to be in Virginia, far enough away from the stink of D.C.
Which is good.
Yes. So welcome to the show, my friend. Sorry about that last segment.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
So what you were saying now, Tim?
Well, what's going on in Connecticut is probably a little bit different issue than just a Second Amendment issue, because Second Amendment was going to restrain the federal government. What's taking place there is done by the state government, but nevertheless, in my estimation, what they're doing is they're taking completely law-abiding citizens who have semi-automatic weapons with high-capacity magazines, and they're saying you have to register these. And if you don't register them, I mean, even though you've had them for however long you've had them, if you don't do it, you become a criminal, and it becomes a felony.
Yeah, let me go ahead and read that off for the people. Chase, go ahead and read that off as to the letter that was delivered to the people in Connecticut.
Yeah, what they're saying here is that after, if they didn't send in their official assault weapons certificate, it has to be postmarked prior to January 1st, 2014. You either have to render the assault weapon and the magazines permanently inoperable, sell them to a licensed gun dealer, remove them from the state.
Sounds pretty, yeah.
Or make arrangements to relinquish the weapon and the magazine to a police department or the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. I mean, this is outlandish. This
Seriously.
Is incredible. I mean, this is communism. This is totalitarianism to a T, Tim.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. And it's, you know, for them to come in and to take and to say, okay, you guys who were legal yesterday, now you're illegal, is ridiculous. I did an article over the weekend on last Sunday. And it was a video from last year where there was a guy by the name of, I believe you pronounce his name, Saint, John Saint from Connecticut. And he warned Republican, I want people to hear that, Republican senator and a Republican representative who was pushing this mess. And he warned them. He said, I'm not going to comply. And there were hundreds of thousands of people there in Connecticut who have not registered their weapons.
That's right.
They're not assault weapons. They're semi-automatic rifles. They're the farthest thing from assault weapons. But this is the thing. They're after the guns. And you guys were mentioning the Lieutenant Paul Vance from the Connecticut State Police. You know, somebody, there was a lady from the Guerrilla Media Network who called him to see, how are you guys going to handle this? If people don't do it and you're saying surrender them, and they're all of a sudden they're in violation of the law, she said, I'm concerned for my family. How are you guys going to, are you coming door to door? Are you going to bust down my door, put my family in danger? And he indicated he wasn't coming, and she pressed him and said, no, the people who are under you are going to come, and they're going to do it. And that's when he addressed her, and he says, you sound anti-American and anti-law. And
yeah, this is the video we played, or the audio we played the other day. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had that going on. Plus, you had some backlash as well. There was a town meeting, I believe it was on Wednesday, in Milford, Connecticut. Governor Malloy was there, and that was videoed. I had that up last night. And in that setting, they were asking different questions about different things. One of the things was on wages. And during the response, the governor said, well, you know, we have this thing called the Constitution, which makes it a little difficult for us to do anything about that. And there is a very bold little lady there. They call her their Annie Oakley. She said, why don't you try reading it sometime over this whole issue of the guns?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a powder keg, and the ironic thing is, of course, as you know, Concord and Lexington, not far from there, and that is where the shot, you know, heard around the world took place, and many people today are completely unaware that the Revolutionary War was not started because of taxes. It was started because the British were coming for the people's guns. They were coming for their gunpowder. They were coming for their cannons. And that's why Paul Revere was writing through there. The British are coming. They were coming to get the armament.
Mm-hmm. By the way, taxes were 17 out of 21 grievances, say on.
Right, but the thing that sparked the shot was the British coming for their guns.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff Snyder has a great quote. It says, the possession of arms by the people is the ultimate warrant that the government governs only with the consent of the governed. And as the Founding Fathers knew well, a government that does not trust its honest, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens with the means of self-defense is not itself worthy of trust. Laws disarming honest citizens proclaim that the government is the master, not the servant of the people.
They're forgetting
their
place.
True.
Yes, they're misplaced.
That's true, and that's what the lady, you played the clip. I didn't hear your thing, but that's what she kept trying to point out to Lieutenant Vance, was that you're our servant.
Yes.
And he... So I'm the master.
I want to throw a little pebble into this whole thing. Chase, what is it that you're finding out on Lieutenant out in Connecticut? He was also a part of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, he was one of the main spokespeople for the Sandy Hook school shooting. He made some comments in the press releases and things that people are kind of questioning now. Little slip-ups, things like, oh, there was no blood to clean up in the school, or little things like that that kind of slipped out. I'm looking for some more information on him, but he is definitely one of the head people with that whole incident.
Well, I just think it's kind of ironic, do you not, that all of a sudden we have the guy overseeing Sandy Hook, the investigation, and now all of a sudden he's the guy over here saying, listen, ma'am, I don't want to talk about the Constitution. Tim, you were just talking about this. And then he went, by the way, going back to the video that you were referencing, when she was reciting the Constitution or making reference to the Constitution, he said he didn't want to talk about the Constitution. And then she persisted. And then he said, you sound anti-American. I mean, this is just incredible to me. I mean, what is it, Tim? What is it, Tim, that the American people don't realize that they have the power to remove these public servants of ours?
Yeah, and this is something, too, that we probably need to get a handle on. Your police, as we understand them, are not elected. They are set up by your town councils. The sheriff is elected.
That's right.
Others are not. And if you ask me, I think we need to bring all these cats under the people for election. When you get a police chief, you need to elect that guy. You need to vet him. And you need to hold him accountable. If he's not gonna stand up and do what's right, you need to get rid of him.
Well, that's right. I mean, we took the time to call our local sheriff. He's totally pro-constitutional. Matter of fact, he said where we are locally that if we were to come under invasion or attack, he said I would call all those that I know that are bearing arms to help me defend my county.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a good sheriff, and that's what you should have in your communities as well, friends. When we have people talking like Rick did. And in what we're hearing through the grapevine through Rick out in Tennessee concerning his son,
mm-hmm.
and those that are working in government, I mean, I don't think it gets more telling. I believe that they are pulling all facade, yeah. all masks off their faces by the assault that they are making on the American people on a daily basis. It just doesn't get any more telling. When we go to the DHS, talking about, those that are pro-family, pro-marriage, talking about the right to bear arms, you're
pro-life.
A terrorist. I mean, come on, friends. It tells you what's going on. And, Tim, you might know a little bit more about this than I do, but just a side note to all of this, we are now being told that the DHS sounds a little weird. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you have more insight that the DHS is actually a private army for Barack Hussein Obama's administration. What say you? Or not? Well, that's interesting because I just heard this, actually,
yeah.
where they were actually talking about how the DHS is being appointed to actually
mm-hmm.
work out this administration's agenda little by little, step by step. Now, friends, I also want to let you know that, listen, I like talking about constitutional issues. Okay, we got Tim back online. Tim, did you hear that as to what I just said?
You were talking about Sheriff mobilizing people.
Talking about the DHS and how we're being told now that the DHS is actually initiating this administration's propaganda through force.
Right.
Are you catching wind of this yet?
Well, I hear a lot of things from people. Some of the stuff I've not been able to actually verify yet.
Correct.
So I haven't really put anything out on it.
Okay.
Well, I think the thing kind of speaks for itself, even this lieutenant, when you take a person, for example, a wife, a mother, who calls in, takes her finger, points it right at the Constitution, then asks him about it, and then once the question is asked, it's thrown back in her face like she's the one that's anti-American and she's the one that's unpatriotic. When she's pointing to the very thing that established our country, it's very telling
well,
as to the state.
Fault. Exactly.
It's,
right.
it's very telling as to the state. And, of course, it's not everybody. You can't lump everybody in one lot. But when you look at that, this is a lieutenant who's supposed to be overseeing,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying, listen, this is the Constitution. I just want to know what's going on. And then he points the finger back in her face. There's cause for great concern, not just in Connecticut, because, a snowball just starts the top of the hill very small, but it just keeps rolling down and getting bigger and bigger. We can't say, well, listen, it's not going to happen here. That's way over there in Connecticut. Listen, we're all part of the same union. The Titanic, not half of it sunk and the other half stayed afloat. We're all in this thing together. It's time for us to move lawfully when we have the opportunity to do that still before things do become, more dangerous or become more violent.
It's
our opportunity
just
to do something
the
now.
Situation. How do people get a hold of you, Tim? Okay,
FreedomOutpost.com.
Okay, we got Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost. freedomoutpost.com, freedomoutpost.com. Friends, we'll be right back after this break. Any questions, comments, now's the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Okay, friends, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, I love callers like Rick, because they know what they're talking about, and I love that. So if you got some insight, friends, different perspective. By the way, I want to also interject this, friends, that if things were so bad as to the way the state-run media wants you to believe it is, we wouldn't have a freedom to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, friends, that you are winning the day. The point is, state of the Constitution and our founding documents, okay? Hello, I tried to send a message through Sons of Liberty Radio internet page, but it wouldn't send my message. Please give this message to Bradley and Stephanie. Thank you. I heard Bradley and Stephanie on the radio yesterday talking about the woman who called the police officer about her husband's gun. I pray that there are more people who will do the same as she did. The officer sounds like he's a follower of Barry Hussein's militia against us. Folks, there is no other way to say this.
Yeah, you can't say it a kind way.
No, she's really calling it for what it is.
Yeah.
Here's a link, she said. Now, check this out, friends. I want you to go to the source. I want you to see the source for yourself so you don't get caught up in what the state-run media tries to do when they try to blur the lines concerning the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, Article 2. Go to 10thAmendmentCenter.com. 10thAmendmentCenter.com, which states, any agent of the federal government who attempts to enforce any act, order, law, status, rule, or regulation of the federal government upon a personal firearm, a firearm accessory, or ammunition shall be guilty of a Class D felony. What they're doing right now in the state of Missouri, They are offering 4 years jail time for feds who violate the Second Amendment. Friends, you need to get involved. What really the mercy of God that we see in the natural today is the fact that you still have the rights to bear arms. And now what we need to do is, and in the process of doing that, is righting all the wrongs. Because, again, friends, the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow, to see how much further we can be painted into a corner. No, that's why we're on the radio. We're letting the people know. Okay, we got Carrie. Carrie from Mississippi. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go for it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what happened to no ex post facto laws in Connecticut?
Well, share. Explain.
No ex post facto law says what's legal today can't be made illegal, or you can't be prosecuted for what's legal today if it becomes illegal tomorrow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the point is the law, just like Thomas Jefferson rightly said, that you, the American people, are the law. When you enforce the law against crime, it's not going to change. But if you're going to be apathetic and you're going to let evil prevail because good men sit back and do nothing, then they're going to go ahead and attempt to change it, my friend. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do today. They're trying to brainwash a new generation into believing that guns are a bad, bad thing. And in the process of doing that, they're trying by force to take those away from those that know the difference. Great call. I appreciate it.
That was a great point, Carrie.
Yes,
thank
it was.
You.
Very much. Thank you very much. Anyways, in saying that, friends, I was going to play a video here where I caught up on the Second Amendment again, but this is great stuff.
Yeah.
I got John Sinek, or Kinnick. It's bizarre, his last name, friends. It's a video 7 minutes and 57 seconds long. I'll post it to Sons of Liberty right now, just for the sake of time, friends, because we don't have the rest of the time that we need to play this out. But he's a military man that served in the Navy. And he basically got up in North Haven, Connecticut, and he looked at his legislators and the governor, and he said, I'm not going to disarm.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Good for him.
And by the way,
everyone did that.
Hey, he's saying, in essence, friends, what he's saying is, hey, Mr. Adolf Hitler, hey, Mao Zedong,
hey,
Mussolini, and hey, you, that guy over there, you look like Stalin.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not disarming. Stalin's looking at him saying, oh, my gosh, then you know what? There's nothing we can do, guys.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Why are we trying to be like other nations? You know, James Madison, the Federalist Papers, said, Americans have the right and advantage of being armed, unlike the citizens of other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. You know, if we look at America, America is the light of the world. What happened in America has never happened any before. We've got the Constitution. It was ordained from Scripture, all this good stuff. Why are we trying to change what we have that people look to as the light of the world to be like other countries when we see their demise and their downfall continuously?
Because we have a world government using a political tool known as terrorism, trying to create as much chaos as they can so they can bring in a new world order, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do.
And you know, when you were talking about the mercy of God is that we still have the right to bear arms, but you know, another point of God's mercy is the fact that this is not done in the dark. What they're doing is completely out in the light. We have seen this time and time again. We have seen the administration. We've seen a bunch of different things that have been brought to the light that we have the opportunity to act upon. Not the opportunity, like you said, to sit back and be apathetic and, well, it'll never happen here.
Yeah.
We have to be proactive rather than saying, oh, boy, should have done something about that years ago.
You're one of those pro people?
Yeah, pro. Like, we're, like, on the offense, not on the defense, trying to take care of things rather than waiting for things to overrun on, and then us quickly kind of, oh, what are we supposed to do? We got to...
That's the spirit of America right
now. Yeah, there you go.
Wait until it happens, and then we'll deal with it. Well, in this particular situation, it just may not happen, friends. It's like the merciful ship captain that was on his ship, and an enemy ship approached, and he tried to shoot at this merciful captain's ship.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was so merciful, he looked at him and just thought, you know what, maybe he didn't mean to do that. So he let him go. Well, the guy turns around, the bad guy, turns around, he starts shooting at the merciful captain's ship again. And he thought, well, what's he doing that for? But he decided to show him mercy again. Listen to me, America, because this is the spirit of America right now. He allowed him to do it again. So goes around. The bad guy turns around because he realized he missed. So he takes a third shot, and he sinks the merciful captain's ship. That's called stupidity, friends. You know, the first one's free. Yeah, maybe a little leniency, but the second one just may cost you.
That's
and
right.
And definitely in this particular situation, it cost him on the third. Go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and in this case, it's even worse. It's like you got the captain of the ship running you into land time and time again, and the people are just sitting by watching the captain
assaulting.
Ruin the ship.
As long as they're sitting on the ship
another,
watching their TV,
it's not even an enemy ship,
game.
It's our own captain.
Yeah, let me get off course, but say the same thing.
Yeah.
70% of the abortion industries and clinics are being shut down in America. America doesn't know that they're winning, right? Yeah, no, they had no idea that they're winning. Folks, you have a government attacking your right to bear arms. You're winning because if you didn't and you weren't, they wouldn't be attacking that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're winning the day there. Folks, I could go down a plethora of topics to show you how you are winning. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. P.S. Back to what we were talking about. Connecticut Patriot forewarned lawmakers. Listen to what he said. He forewarned his employees, friends, about gun registration. He said, I will not comply. It's on Freedom Outpost. We just had Tim Brown with us. But it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio right now. Hang on a second, Steph. We may have... We going to pull this one in?
Looks like he's still talking. Well, I'll say good quote.
Oh, he's got that serious look on his face. It's got to be. Maybe it's the president.
Well, you know, and the thing, too, is we've got all these quotes from our founding forefathers who obviously they left tyranny, they left King George, and they established their own country. So who would know better than them about the right to bear arms, about how important it is to bear arms? Alexander Hamilton, he said, the best we can hope for concerning the people at large is that they be properly armed.
Got Tom from Maryland. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Tom.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Great show. I'll make it real quick. The
awesome.
Prohibition of ex post facto state laws is found in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. And I wanted to point out, it's very interesting that a representative from Connecticut, of all places, Oliver Ellsworth, while the framers were debating these issues, he stated that natural law in and of itself and the tradition that they held in natural law his contention was that there was certainly no lawyer, no civilian, who would ever stand up to say that ex post facto laws in and of themselves were not null and void. In other words, you'd have to be an idiot to accept that an ex post facto law is in any way just or proper. By the way, now that we're having these debates among lawmakers, everyone should realize we are back literally to the time of the framers.
That's right.
We better get involved, because if you don't, these things didn't come about because of no debate. Our freedoms came about because we debated and fought for them by discussing these issues, and that's what all of us need to do.
Now, that was a great point. Now, Tom, I got to take you off air because we got less than 2 minutes. Great call.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
Yes, in the Constitution right now, no bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. Both the last callers. Awesome. Folks, we're not debating, though, Tom. I think we need to understand we're not debating. We're standing.
Right, exactly.
There's a difference, because we know what happens when men want to compromise. It's two men agreeing on what they both know is wrong or what is political correctness. Well, they are traitors to principle. We're not trading off principle. We're trading off treason and tyranny for principle.
That's
so
right.
There is no debate.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Telling tyranny and we're telling tyrants we are not debating. We are standing on principle. And by the grace of God, we ain't moving.
That's
and
right.
Yes, ain't is in my dictionary.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? There is no discussion with truth. We point our finger at the Constitution. We point our finger at the Declaration of Independence. We say, listen, that's the rock. And of course, Christ is the rock upon which we stand. And of course, any laws that go against his law, we don't comply with.
Null and void.
That's right.
It's all yours.
All right. Well, for those of you who are listening, you say, I love the show. Great job, you guys. We need your support to be able to continue.
You guys made it a great show.
You guys did. Thank you for your calls. And for those of you who would like to support, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button in the top right-hand corner, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747.
This just may be tomorrow's radio show.
Woo-hoo!
2 hours tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.